Dude, this morning we meet somebody who was just in our conference room here recently doing one of our conference room concerts. It is Claire Dunn on the Dan and Dude Show.
Yeah, good morning, sister.
Good morning.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. That's probably the loudest our conference room's ever gotten, I would say.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
No, that's a good thing. It's a good thing because when you got pipes like you, it sounds incredible, yeah.
Well, hey, I wasn't voted loudest in high school for no reason, so I guess... I was seriously most loud or something like that. Yeah, so I was like, thanks, guys.
It's funny you mentioned your high school because would you have like a graduating class of like 8 kids or something like that? Is that what I heard?
Yes, I did. 4 boys, 4 girls. Dating was really difficult.
Yeah.
Well, you had one for each of you, right?
I mean, really, right? You know, and then people would like date each other, break up, and then like date each other next year. It was just weird. I didn't even go to my senior prom. I went to my boyfriend at the time's prom, but I didn't even go to mine. He went to a different school. So like...
You said at the time. We didn't mean to bring up bad memories.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Because actually, we brought him here.
Yeah.
No, we didn't.
I appreciate it. Yeah. No. And I think he's married with kids. You bring those two as well? That's great.
Well, yeah. And also, we're on Dr. Phil here for a second.
Oh, my God. We just wrote a country song.
Oh, no.
Right here we did. Yeah.
Now, you have an album that is the finishing touches have been put on, and that's going to be coming out here real soon?
Yes, it is. It's going to be coming out soon. And I'm just really excited about my first big single. So just a lot of exciting things happening right now.
Another exciting thing, we understand that you're going to be with Miranda Lambert?
Yes, yeah? I am.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Oh my gosh, it's been amazing. I just got to go out on tour with Bob Seger recently, and then now I get to go on with Miranda, and it's just, I am a lucky girl.
You start a small town in Colorado.
Yes.
You've got very few people in your high school, small town. I mean, what makes you just say, you know what, I'll pick up a guitar and play? How's that work?
Playing guitar was something that I was actually intimidated of growing up. I just kind of thought, unless you came out of the womb, you know, playing like Jimi Hendrix, you had no business trying. And I don't know where I got that silly thought. But, you know, being from a rural area, I sang and performed anywhere I could. I played sports. I'd sing the national anthem before the games and the choir and anything I could do. But playing guitar didn't come for me until I moved to Nashville 7 years ago. And, you know, I moved there. Music was my dream ever since I was like 7 or 8. You know, that was all I wanted to do. I wanted to create music. And that's what spearheaded me into learning how to play myself.
Wow.
And I just holed up in my bedroom and had no social life. And, you know, 7 years later, here we are, you know?
I had that too, but I didn't play guitar.
Claire Dunn is in the new artist spotlight here on the Dan and Dude Show at Fort Wayne's K105. Now, you know, after listening to you in the conference room, well, before we had that that opportunity, Dude and I were talking about, we were playing a little bit of your song, Cowboy Side of You.
Yes.
And Pink was the first person that popped into my mind. Have you ever had that comparison?
I have. I've gotten that maybe once or twice, and I'm a huge fan of Pink.
Mm-hmm.
She's amazing. So, you know, I appreciate you putting me in that, you know, same realm as her.
You sound incredible. I love that. How do you explain that?
I don't know.
You got a little something.
That's what my parents were always saying. Claire, get it done now. You know, that's what they were always teaching us.
Claire Dunn in the new artist spotlight on the Dan and Dude Show at Fort Wayne's K105. Whenever we have a new artist here in the studio, we always like to get a little background information. We know that you had a high school class of 6. We know you're active in sports. I think volleyball and basketball is what you played.
Yep.
All right. Give us something that nobody knows about you. What would people be surprised about? Said, I once did that, or I used to do this.
Oh, okay. In high school, I was in Knowledge Bowl. Have you guys ever
Knowledge
heard of
Bowl?
Is that like a debate team type thing?
No. It's just like trivia.
Oh, okay.
Like you go and it's like speed trivia is basically what it is. You have to buzz in. You know, they ask you some random question about, you know.
Is this like pop culture?
Europe
or is it
1842?
Oh, okay. You had me out. Yeah.
Worldwide, you know, just miscellaneous trivia stuff. And that was before like Google was really huge, I guess.
Google in the primitive stages? Is that what it was?
Yeah, we're a good 15 years behind everything technology wise, but I'm a nerd. Like, we got to go all the way to the state championship.
Really?
All right.
Not even to me.
Well, we know who the smart one in the studio is here right now. Anyway, all right.
Not me.
All right. Favorite food? What do you like to eat a lot of?
Oh, I love steak.
Steak.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
And how do you like your steak?
Medium, please.
Medium, please.
Ribeye is my favorite cut.
What about who you're infatuated? Movie star, singer? If you could spend any time with somebody, who would it be?
Oh
man, movie star, Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you like Bradley, huh?
Gorgeous. I mean, I think John Mayer's pretty cool. I don't know him. I've never met him. I mean, music-wise.
He's dated everybody. I'm surprised he hasn't dated you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I'm sure that's really, I'm on that radar, yeah.
Yeah, it just came up on Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It sure did. But Keith Urban's one of my heroes. So I would love to get a chance to, you know, work with him someday.
Claire Dunn and the new artist spotlight here on K105. Good luck on the Miranda tour with the new album. We are going to have you sing a little bit right now. This is called Move On, and you got it here on K105.
Sometimes I wish you just, well, if I told you what I'm really thinking, it might make you blush. But baby, so what? And I don't wanna rush. We've been pretending we're just friends and all that stuff for long enough. Yeah, I'm thinking, babe, tonight we start blurring up them lines. Be like if you was my man. No, baby, I can't. Oh, yeah. No, I can't help myself. Your touch is hypnotic, I want it. It ain't nothing like I feel from no one else. Yeah. So I'm thinking, babe, tonight we start.